It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, as women, our desires in the bedroom tend to vary with each of us. When I talk to my girlfriends, we certainly all like something different. But if you feel like your sex life is less than really satisfactory is probably the best word. How much blame do you put on your male partner, or do you put the blame on yourself or think that you're somehow inadequate? Well, my guest is the wonderful clinical sexologist, Dr. Ava Cadell. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cadell. Let's talk about men in the bedroom. Are they naturally what we would like them to be, or do we teach them?
Well, we do have to teach them in a loving, positive way, because men do have very sensitive egos. And quite frankly, a lot of men assume that what turns on a man will turn on a woman. And so they will give what they want to get, which is completely wrong.
Well, it certainly is, and I know about the sensitivity factor because, you know, and over the years when I've tried to guide someone that I love, they tend to get just a little bit defensive. Oh, well, if you don't like this, then. So how do we, you say we have to do it carefully. Give us your best suggestions on how we can help guide them.
Well, the first thing you do is you want to praise them for something they do well. And there's got to be something they do well, right? Whether they are a good kisser, or even if they don't do it well, just tell them, you know, encourage them and say, oh, I love it when you undress me slowly before we make love. Even if they've never done it before, they'll think they did. So that's step number one. And I've actually come up with 10 tips for men to guarantee that they will be good in bed. And tip number one is simple. Bring on the romance.
Okay, bring on the romance. We love romance, women. We love rose petals and letters and love letters and a nice bottle of wine. Give us tip number two.
Okay, and the easiest one for romance is just give her compliments. You know, physical compliments, appreciative compliments, emotional compliments. Tip number two is communication, which you're already doing if you're giving compliments, but share your turn-ons and your turn-offs. And ask the woman how she wants to be made love to. Don't just assume that she likes it rough and ready.
Well, that's a good one, too, because men, as you said earlier, do think that if they like it, then we would like it, too. So go with tip number three.
Okay, remember the pregame. Foreplay should be treated as something not to be rushed through on your way to the main event. So, you know, a great way to do foreplay is to give your lover a sensual massage where you explore all of her erogenous zones, you know, including her navel, her inner thighs, between her toes, under her chin, and so on.
Now, if some men are a little uncomfortable with that kind of intimacy, Dr. Ava, are they, you know, because some men are, they don't necessarily like the exploring unless it's the places that they are have been taught they should be exploring.
Well, exactly. They dive right in for the major erogenous zones, and that's what women don't like, because women do need preparation for sex. In fact, the average is 20 minutes preparation, you know, to rev up their sex drive. And so men have to be taught that with a little investment of time, you know, they are going to get all of their needs met.
Okay, so go on with another tip for us.
All right, give as good as you get. So, you know, for example, oral pleasure. You know, we all know that men love to receive oral pleasure, but don't just accept it without returning the favor. Very, very important.
Now, what, again, that's not always something some men are comfortable with. It's not really every man's cup of tea, shall we say. What do you do about that?
Right. Well, I happen to have an instructional DVD on that called Dr. Ava's Guide to Oral Pleasure for Couples with over 100 techniques. So men can learn fabulous techniques to satisfy their woman.
Do we need to, as women, make sure that we, obviously, that we're clean down there if they're going to be doing that? But what about the smell, Dr. Ava? Is that a turn off for men?
Well, it should really be a turn on, you know, unless you have unrealistic expectations that a woman should smell like, you know, spring flowers or autumn rain. I mean, as long as you are, you know, bathed and natural, it should be a natural turn on. But if you're concerned, then do that after you shower together or after you take a bubble bath together. And again, positive reinforcement is really, really important.
So give us another tip now.
Okay. So I call this one, she's your lover, not your wrestling partner. A lot of guys, again, make love the way they want to make love, and they do like stronger, firmer stimulation than women. So I always say start out slowly and gently. And, you know, for example, don't lie on top of her without supporting your weight on your arms. And, you know, pay attention even during lovemaking. You know, she's there for you to share the pleasure. So really, really be aware of how tenderly she wants you to touch different parts of her body and how sensitive she is.
Now, during that part, Dr. Ava, can we say, ooh, softer or not there?
Well, you don't want to use the word not there.
Okay.
You want to say, I love it when you, you know, gently nibble on my earlobes. And I love it when you caress my nipples rather than bite them. See how much better that sounds?
So it's the positive reinforcement, and that's mm-hmm. really what more works as opposed to the negative. Give us another. These are great tips.
Oh, thank you. So I call this one, it's a dance. So you gotta move. In other words, avoid the usual routine and make love in different positions, in different places, at different times, so that you don't become predictable and boring. That's a simple one.
Well, that's a pretty simple one. Now, give us another one that's really going to stand us on our ears, as it
okay.
were.
Okay, no entry in the rear, I call this one. And the assumption might be that, you know, that a woman's body has all of these different orifices and that they are all the same. But they're not. They are very, 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 very different. So do not try to slip in the back door by accident. Find out if she has desire for anal sex. And guys will soon discover that she either loves it or she thinks it's an exit and not an entrance.
Well, and along
very,
those,
very important one.
That is important. And along those lines, women have fantasies of this, but the fantasy is not always the reality.
Exactly. And some fantasies are better remaining as fantasies.
That's a really important thing. Now, in the last minute or so, Dr. Ava, your best advice for really, really good, solid bedroom activity where men can kind of just really do what we need them to do for a great time.
Well, and that is to check in before you check out. So after making love, you really want to stay present and you want to hold her and you want to give her positive feedback about what just happened and you want to create anticipation and tell her what you want to do next time and ask her what she wants to do next time. And perhaps even go online to buy some toys for both of you so that you have something new and exciting to look forward to. So you can go to a website like theexperiencechannel.com, which is sophisticated and it's not porny, and you can find something that's going to create sexual anticipation.
And she is Dr. Ava Cadell. You can see more about her at avacadell.com. Men, let's get into the romance and don't be so sensitive. We need to guide you gently because that's what it's all about, being together and making love. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.